"Hello, Winky," said Harry. Winky's lip quivered. Then she burst into tears, which spilled out of her great brown eyes and splashed down her front, just as they had done at the Quidditch World Cup. "Oh, dear," said Hermione. She and Ron had followed Harry and Dobby to the end of the kitchen. "Winky, don't cry, please don't." But Winky cried harder than ever. Dobby, on the other hand, beamed up at Harry. "Would Harry Potter like a cup of tea?" he squeaked loudly over Winky's sobs.
"Yeah, okay," said Harry.
Instantly, about 6 house elves came trotting up behind him, bearing a large silver tray laden with teapots, cups for Harry, Ron, and Hermione, a milk jug, and a large plate of biscuits.
"Good service," Ron said in an impressed voice.
Hermione frowned at him, but the elves all looked delighted. They bowed very low and retreated.
"How long have you been here, Dobby?" Harry asked as Dobby handed round the tea.
"Only a week, Harry Potter, sir," said Dobby happily. "Dobby came to see Professor Dumbledore, sir. You see, sir, it is very difficult for a house elf who has been dismissed to get a new position, sir. Very difficult indeed."
At this, Winky howled even harder, her squashed tomato of a nose dribbling all down her front, though she made no effort to stem the flow.
"Dobby has travelled the country for 2 whole years, sir, trying to find work," Dobby squeaked. "But Dobby hasn't found work, sir, because Dobby wants paying now."
The house elves all around the kitchen, who had been listening and watching with interest, all looked away at these words, as though Dobby had said something rude and embarrassing. Hermione, however, said,
"Good for you, Dobby." "Thank you, miss," said Dobby, grinning toothily at her. "But most wizards don't want a house elf who wants paying, miss." "That's not the point of a house elf," they says, and they slammed the door in Dobby's face. "Dobby likes work, but he wants to wear clothes, and he wants to be paid, Harry Potter. Dobby likes being free."
The Hogwarts house elves had now started edging away from Dobby, as though he was carrying something contagious. Winky, however, remained where she was, though there was a definite increase in the volume of her crying.
"And then, Harry Potter, Dobby goes to visit Winky, and finds out Winky has been freed too, sir," said Dobby delightedly.
At this, Winky flung herself forwards off her stool and lay face down on the flagged stone floor, beating her tiny fists upon it and positively screaming with misery. Hermione hastily dropped down to her knees beside her and tried to comfort her, but nothing she said made the slightest difference. Dobby continued with his story, shouting shrilly over Winky's screeches.
"And then Dobby had the idea, Harry Potter, sir. Why doesn't Dobby and Winky find work together?" Dobby says. "Where is there enough work for 2 house elves?" says Winky. And Dobby thinks, and it comes to him, sir. Hogwarts! So Dobby and Winky come to see Professor Dumbledore, sir. And Professor Dumbledore took us on!"
Dobby beamed very brightly, and happy tears welled in his eyes again.
"And Professor Dumbledore says he will pay Dobby, sir, if Dobby wants paying. And so Dobby is a free elf, sir, and Dobby gets a galleon a week and 1 day off a month."
"That's not very much," Hermione shouted indignantly from the floor over Winky's continued screaming and fist-beating.
"Professor Dumbledore offered Dobby 10 galleons a week and weekends off," said Dobby,
suddenly giving a little shiver, as though the prospect of so much leisure and riches was frightening.
"But Dobby beat him down, miss. Dobby likes freedom, miss, but he isn't wanting too much, miss. He likes work better."
"And how much is Professor Dumbledore paying you, Winky?" Hermione asked kindly.
If she had thought this would cheer Winky up, she was wildly mistaken. Winky did stop crying, but when she sat up, she was glaring at Hermione through her massive brown eyes, her whole face sopping wet and suddenly furious.
"Winky is a disgraced elf, but Winky is not yet getting paid," she squeaked. "Winky is not sunk so low as that. Winky is properly ashamed of being freed."
"Ashamed?" said Hermione blankly.
"But Winky, come on. It's Mr. Crouch who should be ashamed, not you. You didn't do anything wrong. He was really horrible to you."
But at these words Winky clapped her hands over the holes in her hat, flattening her ears so that she couldn't hear a word, and screeched,
"You is not insulting my master, miss! You is not insulting Mr. Crouch! Mr. Crouch is a good wizard, miss! Mr. Crouch is right to sack bad Winky!"
"Winky is having trouble adjusting, Harry Potter," squeaked Dobby confidentially. "Winky forgets she is not bound to Mr. Crouch any more. She is allowed to speak her mind now, but she won't do it."
"Can't house elves speak their minds about their masters, then?" Harry asked.